You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some
Hello
things around.
Hello and God welcome. You. God bless you and thank you for listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning in today, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. Our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Want to give you our address. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit with us and worship the Lord together. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, sitting in the studio. Thankful to be here. Thankful for the platform that the Lord has given us to proclaim the good news of the gospel, to share just kingdom nuggets, whatever the Lord lays on our hearts, hopefully to inspire those that are listening, draw and compel someone to want to receive Christ, change their lives. Today we're just going to talk about the Word of God being the master key. I was thinking about the Word of God. Let me pray just a quick sec. Father, thank you so much for the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. I pray today that you open up our hearts, Father. Cause us to be stirred on the inner man. Cause us to desire the more of you. Cause us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Father, we invite Holy Spirit, your presence today over this broadcast. Lead and guide and have your way. Speak to the hearts of men, women, boys, girls. Speak to my heart, Father. Give us a spiritual upgrade as we talk about the Word of the Lord on today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name, do you realize that the Word of the Lord is the master key to life? I was thinking about life and I was thinking about if someone were to say, this key, if I could give you this key, this thing, it would open up to you every door of life, every opportunity of life, everything you needed in life, this one key would do that. And we look at people today in the world, and we look at people that we call stars and icons and famous and actresses and, you know, entertainers, those that the world says this name itself is a brand, this name is somebody, this name has achieved this status. I want to say, what would you say? What would you be willing to do to have that power, to have that authority, to have that clout, that recognition, that fame, that level? What would you do? And then I want to say to you that the Lord has given that to you and I, those that are His. Do we realize that the Bible is the master key to life, that God has given it to us? And guess what? And we know it not. God has given us the master key, and we don't realize it if we're not careful. We're still looking for something, searching for something, wandering around, trying to unlock doors to something that the Lord has given to us in salvation, in Christ redeeming us, in Christ taking our sins on as His. When we did it, I did it, you did it, we did it. He was sinless. He did not do it, but He took our sins upon Him. So God allowed, through the redemption of Christ, the great switcheroo, as John Corson calls it. His sins, my sins, He bore. My shame, He bore. Sinless, spotless, a lamb without spot or blemish, He bore the sins of the entire world. Everybody that would break through the birth canal and enter into the earth, He bore the weight of our sins. And in Him doing that, through salvation, through Christ, God has given us the keys to life. There is nothing that God, the master key of the Word of God, cannot open, cannot unlock, and similarly, it cannot lock. Let me go to the scripture before I just get all out there. I just want to read the Word of God, but I am stirred in my heart today to realize, when I think about it, what God has done through Christ, what God has provided through Christ, what I have access to that I've been allowing to remain dormant. Just like sometimes we have storage places, maybe we're moving, maybe there's a transition, so we have to put things in storage. And guess what? Sometimes we never go back and even look in the storage. I knew a person that had a storage for about 20 years. Never went back and looked in the stuff until they decided, I'm getting rid of the storage. I keep paying this bill. And that's how we can be. God has given us possession. He's given us the land. He's given it to us. He's given us all that we need for life and godliness, all that we need for life and success and prosperity. And guess what? We have it stored away. But we're not using it, not tending to it, not managing it, not accessing it. And I want us today to wake up and realize, wait a minute, and to shake ourselves, even like Samson did when he realized the power of God and the anointing of God was back upon me. Shake ourselves today and realize all that we have in the Lord, and get excited about it. Excited about, I actually possess the keys to life. I already have it. I don't need to look for it. I don't need to wonder about it. But what I do need to do is draw closer to God so I can draw upon it. You can have money in the bank, never check your account, never check the balance. Somebody could have put money in there for you, but you gotta draw it out. So today I pray in the name of Jesus, we will draw out from this word the master keys to life, and we'll begin to use them and to wear it out. My God, let us wear the keys of God out, the keys of the word out. The first scripture I want to read today is coming from Joshua, the book of Joshua 1:8. And it reads, This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, the book of the law, day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then contingency, thou shalt have good success. Translation, New Living Translation. Study this book of instructions. Sometimes we don't like to study if we're honest. Oh, we want a cheat sheet. Oh, we want the cliff notes. But the New Living Translation says, study the instructions, the book of instructions. Do you know that the Word of God is the book of instructions? It's the book of the master key to life. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, because I study from the book of instructions. I study. Continually I study. I meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. There are contingencies. God is saying, don't let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Don't let the book of instructions depart from your mouth. Study them. Fill yourself up in the Word of God. Study. Fill up. Invest. Sow into the Word in your life. Be sure to obey everything written in it. Taper our lives to align with the Word of God. Find our life hid in the Word. Be careful to find our life hid in the Word, that we obey what God has commanded. We obey what God has said. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. If we meditate therein day and night, then we will be prosperous. Then we will succeed. We want to be prosperous. We want to succeed. But we don't want to follow the book of instructions. But here in Joshua 1:8, the mighty man of God, the mighty man of valor, the mighty man of victory, the mighty man of overcoming, the mighty man of strength in the Lord, he said, study the book of instruction. He said, don't let it depart from your mouth. Fill up in it, speak it, declare it. He said, do what it says. Obey it. Do what it says. Meditate on it. Get the scriptures in our heart. Get the scriptures so we can recall them to memory. Get the scriptures so that if I don't have my Bible pages present, the Word of God is in my bosom. It's hidden in my heart and mind. It's like a spring of running water bubbling up in me. The Word will bubble up. It's so important. We're challenged today. We're challenged today to not possessing the Word. But God wants us to possess His Word, to own it like a piece of property, to own it like land, to own it like investments, to own it like a portfolio. Is the Word of God your 401k? Is the Word of God your stocks and bonds? Is the Word of God your money in the bank account? Is the Word of God your source? I declare today, the Word must become our source. The Word of God must become the highest level of investment, of appreciation. It must be the Word of priority, of the source of life, the answers to life, the highest authority of counsel, of wisdom in our lives. It must be the Word of God. The Lord has given us, Jesus Christ has given us, the keys to the kingdom. They're in the Word of God. The whole Word of God is the master key. It will unlock prosperity and success in your home. It will unlock prosperity and success in your marriage. It'll unlock prosperity and success in your health. It'll unlock prosperity and success in your ministry. Excuse me. It'll unlock prosperity and success in the lives of your children and grandchildren and generations. Everything we need is in the Word. There is nothing excluded from the Word of God that would pertain to life and godliness today. I think about the Word of God as a multivitamin, providing 100% of the daily vitamin, nutrients, and minerals that are needed that do a body good. The Word of God, if we would eat it, if we would read it, if we would study it, if we would meditate upon it, it's going to do our soul, our spirit, our body good. It's going to cause us to spring forth. It's going to cause us to be renewed. It's going to cause us to have life come forth out of us. It's going to cause faith to increase. There is so much. There's so much power in the Word. It is a power source. The Word of God just is. It's alive. We got to realize what the Lord has done. It is a master key to life. If you name anything that you could name, the Word has access. There's nothing you can name that the Word does not have access, that the Word is not able to go in and transform and turn around. It can divide asunder. The scripture tells us the joints from the marrow. It is a discerner. Oh, come on. The Word is powerful today. Let me say it again. The Word of God is powerful today. And I want to tell you something. The Word of God all by itself is powerful. Nothing can conquer it. Nothing can comprehend it. Nothing can overtake it. Nothing can put it in the figure four. The Word of God. And when we put that Word in our heart, when we fill ourselves with the Word of God, nothing and no one can stop us. We become unstoppable. The problem and the challenge is, will you not use your key? How many of us have had keys and we've moved and we bought different vehicles and cars and different things, and we find around our house sometime a key? We find a key and we say, what does this key go to? But listen, this is the key to the kingdom. This is the master key of the Word of God. We need to know and identify and have a tag on this key. We need to be using this key 24/7. When we wake up, we need to use it. When we lie down, we need to use it. On our jobs, we need to use the Word and speak the Word and hide the Word and memorize the Word and declare the Word. When a situation arises, we need to reach for our key. Is that the first place we reach, or do we reach for our cell phone? Come on, be honest. What's the first place you reach? Do you reach for the key? Somebody says something, you think there's a key for that. Let me go through the Rolodex of my mind and pull up the James 4:1, John 10:10. You know what I'm saying? This is how we must program the Word in our heart. Oh, we have such a great capacity in our human creation that God has made. There's great capacity at the mind, the control center of man. There's great capacity to house the Word, and the Lord wants us to. Let me go to another scripture this morning. Well, today, sorry. It's this evening. It is Psalm 101. Verse 2, it says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will behave myself wisely. I'll behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I'll use this Word of God wisely. I'll hide this Word of God in my heart so that I can conduct myself wisely in settings that the Lord puts me in. The Word of God gives us wisdom. A key in the master key. The master key contains wisdom. So we know how to behave ourselves. We know how to conduct ourselves. When God raises us up, when God allows us access to platforms, when God brings us before great men, when we have wisdom from the master key of the Word of God, we have healing and health and wholeness and restoration and deliverance from the master key of the Word. We flip through the pages and they teach us and they show us all of the benefits. My God, have you ever gotten your benefit packet from your employer? And it's a thick book. The Bible is our instructions. The Bible is our benefit package. The Bible tells us line by line, precept by precept, all that God has given and afforded us to and blessed us with. We're rich, we're wealthy, we're kings, we're priests unto the Lord. We've got to know who we are. We've got to get into the Word and study it and meditate upon it and let God release answers. Let God release witty ideas, creative inventions. Let God release to us strategies. Let God release into us loopholes. Let God release into us answers, solutions. Open up the mysteries. Open up the revelations. Give us information that's coming from the heavens, God, that we can execute in the earth, come out on top and be the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath. This is the master key for success. This is the master key for prosperity. God wants us to prosper and be in good health. He wants our souls to prosper. And as we work and use the master key, God causes our souls to prosper. He causes the baggage, the weight, the things that bog us down, that clog us up. He causes our souls to be renewed, to be refreshed, to be restored, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds in the Word of God. The master key to life, I declare unto you today, is the Word of God. The master key of life, I declare unto you, will transform our lives and how we think, will cause us to launch forth, will cause us to be thrust forth in the things of God, in the ways of God, will bring the blessings of God upon our life that we cannot, that will overtake us, that will cause and bring forth the exceeding, the abundant of God into our lives. We want it. We're looking for it. We're trying to do it through our own strength and our own efforts. But the key is the Word. Get into the Word today. Get into the Word and see what the Word says about your dilemma. Get into the Word and see what the Word says about your situation. What does the Word say about your children? What does the Word say about your provision? What does the Word say about your faith? What does the Word say about your ministry, your gifts, your call and assignment? What does the Word of the Lord say? Let us become more than ever before people of the Word, walking in the power of the Word, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, having a command and a possession of the Word, having read and meditated and hidden it in our heart and made it ours. God wants us to possess His Word. God wants us to be filled with the Word, and the Word was, and the Word is Christ. In the beginning was the Word. Christ. Is Christ on board? Is Christ within? Has Christ made His abode in you? Are you full of the Word? Are you full of Jesus? What are you full of today? Are you getting the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that you need for life and for godliness? Are you walking upright before Him? It is the Word that causes us, transforms us from who we were carnally, who we were natural, in the natural, silly and foolish, silly women. You know, but it's the Word that transforms our life and changes us into who God always predestined and ordained us to be. I pray today that the Word and the knowledge about the Word of God being a master key to our lives would be a blessing to you today. I pray that it's stirring your heart and that it's causing you to want to get in the Word and read the Word and hide the Word and memorize the Word and eat the Word and speak the Word. We can all have an upgrade in our speaking forth the Word of God, opening our mouth and declaring what the Word says, adding decrees to our prayer life, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, opening our mouths and letting the Word come out. There's the Word, I declare, brings about spiritual breakthrough. The Word causes our situations. How can they remain the same when we cover them with the Word? How can they remain the same when we cover that situation with the Word of God, when we declare the Word of God over that situation? The Word of God is alive. The Word of God begins to break up that which opposes it by our declaring, by our putting in the atmosphere. It begins, the Word of God has a divine frequency, and it begins to break up and destroy everything that's not of God in our lives. There is a power in our tongue when we release the word. The word of God will not go return void, but the word of God will accomplish what we declare and what we say, what we proclaim. The key is for us to put it out there. The key is for us to open our mouth. The key is for us to just stop thinking the word, but begin to proclaim and put the word on situations where the enemy has come in and he's attacked, however he's attacked. Rise up in the word. Look up the word. See what the word has to say about that. See the people that Jesus healed and delivered. See the people that Jesus set free. And realize that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it before, he can do it again. He can do it for you. He can do it for me. He desires to do it. He wants to do it. He needs a body, a vessel to work with in the earth realm. We've got to understand the power of thinking the word. When we meditate upon the word, we think on it. We chew on it. We let it ruminate in our minds. We begin to visualize and see that word coming to pass. So it's like, and we begin to do the word. Do what the word says. We begin to take action steps. So it's so important that we move from just, a lot of times we're thinking about things, but we take no action steps. And so it's important for us to take action. A lot of times we're called to be hearers and doers of the word. Take action. What steps of action can you take this week? What steps of action can you take in your situations, in your stories, in your problems, in your trials, in your tribulation? What can you do with this word of God? There's much we can do. The word of God is inexhaustible. We could never exhaust and do all that we have the possibility to do. It's inexhaustible. But you can start today with the word. Start today with the wisdom of God that you had. Start today and say, God, you know what? I'm going to take this key. I'm going to work this key. This key is going to unlock to me that which has been locked. This key is going to unlock to me that which has been closed. This key is going to unlock to me that which has been, I've been barred from. This key, because we've been barred illegally. You have the key. You are the rightful owner of the key. Now we get the wisdom of God how to use the key, how to find the strategy from the word, how to find the loophole, how to find the answer, how to find the revelation. It's in the word of God. So I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We love you. We appreciate you. I want to take a moment and just do a very quick announcement. Our ministry, Victory International Praise Ministries, is hosting a marriage cruise, and you are invited to come and be a part. This cruise is for married. This cruise is also for unmarried. The cruise dates are March 16th through the 19th. Our host pastors, Pastor Thomas and Sharissa Robinson, if you need information, if you feel like God is leading you to be a part of it, please call and reach out, 321-358-7455. I want to say it again, 321-358-7455. This is a Victory International Praise Ministries marriage cruise. The cruise is for singles desiring marriage. The cruise is for marriage couples. The cruise is for all. There are activities, there are classes available for singles as well as married. I want to say again the number, 321-358-7455. May God bless you and keep you today is our prayer. May you walk in victory in Jesus' name.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray.